I'm Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale for WISS News, and joining me today on Valley Focus is Karen Schneider of the Oshkosh Herald, because it's Wednesday morning. Hello.
Hello, Lisa. How are you?
I am fine. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Still a little riled up about things that have happened, but look at this wonderful weather we're having.
The weather is absolutely fantastic, especially for the, you know, first of October. It's like, wow. But I do want to get into why you're riled up a little bit. And it's something that I covered last week, mm-hmm. and I know that you're going to talk about. The city council. Tell me a little bit about the story.
All right. So last Tuesday at the Common Council meeting, there were several ordinances that were slated for the first reading. Because for as long as I can remember, the rule for Oshkosh is there's two public readings, two consecutive meetings that the ordinances are read. Now, the Common Council has always had the ability to waive the rules to accept an ordinance on its first reading. And typically when that happens, I mean, it's something that we've already followed, the press has already followed, the public has had the opportunity to follow through a committee.
Right.
Well, last Tuesday on there was an ordinance that is meant to, air quote, streamline government by eliminating the requirement to have two public readings. So they changing the rule to one reading, they can discuss and vote the first time through. The problem with that I have on this is that the agenda came out on Friday afternoon. It goes before the council on Tuesday evening, and they waive the rules, essentially on waiving the rules, not giving Joe and Jane public any opportunity to digest this or have a say in it. And to me, that is not good government. That's not being transparent. Now, if all of us are complacent and don't say anything between those next 2 weeks, that is on us, Mr. and Mrs. Public. But the thing that has me riled up is they didn't even give us the opportunity to do that. They didn't give you the opportunity. They didn't give the person who lives on Algoma the opportunity. No one really had the opportunity to stand up there and say, this is why I don't think this is a good idea. Now, in a conversation with one of the Common Council members who's wondering, why am I so riled up about this? It was like, well, I really never looked at it that way. That's why you need two readings, okay? And to me, the streamlining of it, part of it is because they're reducing the amount of Common Council meetings they'll have in a year. There's 5 out of the 12 months that there'll be one meeting. So if something comes before the council and then you are skipping, it could mean that it has a longer time before that second reading, and what will that do to a project and so forth. But then I'm just going to go back to, they have always had the ability to waive the rules. So to me, they already had the answer to that without changing this. Now, they're like, well, if there's public input or we need more, we can lay it over. I'm going to go on a limb and say there's going to be a lot less things that are laid over than there would be things that had the rules waived on.
Right.
And so that's why this has me really riled up, because you did not give the public notice on changing this. But I encourage anybody and everybody, make sure that you are enrolled in receiving those agendas on Friday. Make sure that you are reading through it. But I can tell you, between texts, phone calls, emails, and so forth, there's a lot of people that are just as upset about this move as I am. There, you can read about it in today's Oshkosh Herald. I also have a column in there, and I don't do that very often either. But this, folks, is something that I think everybody should, you can agree with it, not care about it, whatever, but you should know about it, because your opportunity to speak up has just been shortened.
I'm going to change tacks now to something that is a lot more fun, I think. And you guys have a story on the new Hope Fridge.
We do. The Hope Fridge is coming back. There's going to be a grand opening on Thursday morning at Trinity Episcopal Church at 203 Algoma Boulevard. This is a collaboration between several groups here in Oshkosh. Shows you what you can do when you collaborate, that will keep it you know, stocked and all of that. You know, it used to be here in town, went away. But this is very needed as food insecurity is on the increase and so forth. But I would say give them, you know, join them if you can Thursday between 9 and 10 o'clock outside of Trinity Episcopal Church. There will be features and comments from community partners and local leaders really talking about the importance of this resource. And, you know, my family are one of those that, you know, you make up the ham and cheese sandwiches or the PB&J and take them out there. And it was humbling to watch how quickly people were at that fridge taking the food. So one, if you have the opportunity, help stock it. Mm-hmm. Bring something to the grand opening to help. But I'm very, very glad to see that this resource is coming back to the downtown area.
And the Hope Fridge is such a, as you said, you give and get from it because, you know, you can donate, as you said, sandwiches, any non-perishable foods, perishable foods, because it is it's a refrigerator.
Yes.
Also hygiene items, things like that can all be donated to this area, the Hope Fridge. It's community for community.
Yes. And if you're going to go, here's a little list of items that they would like. So fresh produce, such as bananas, oranges, apples, vegetables, ready-to-eat or grab-and-go meals and snacks, pastries, baked goods and bread, cheeses, yogurt, pasteurized eggs, cured sandwich meats, Lunchables, fruit snacks and granola bars, fruit juice, water, and sport drinks. It's in today's Oshkosh Herald. Everyone's talking about it because it's such a great thing that it's coming back. But check that out, and hopefully we'll see you there on Thursday morning.
Karen, it is always a pleasure to have you here. I love chatting with another fellow journalist in the area who knows what's going on in Oshkosh and has their finger on the pulse. So thank you for joining me every week here.
Thank you for having me, and sorry if I went on my rant.
That's okay. Check out the Oshkosh Herald at oshkoshherald.com.
Correct.
Okay, good deal. And you can also pick it up at the Piggly Wiggly
Festivals,
Quick Trips, yep. all the areas. So.
And
the coffee shops. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks, Lisa.
Good morning. I'm Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale, and this is Valley Focus. Joining me today, Michelle Schultz from the Oshkosh Farmers Market. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Lisa. It's good to see you again.
It is always good to see you, and I look forward to this because we're going to talk about all the good, yummy, wonderful things that are at the Oshkosh Farmers Market.
Yeah, all things Oshkosh Farmers Market. That's what I'm all about.
Absolutely. Now, this is the last month that the Oshkosh Farmers Market will be operating in downtown Oshkosh, right?
Correct. October is the last month for our outdoor summer market.
Right.
And we'll just give you a little teaser. We do have a winter market that opens on November 15th, but you'll have to listen next month for that.
Okay. I love that. You won't know about it now, but I will tell you next month. That's great. You're a tease. So anyway, Michelle, in October, I know there are so many wonderful things that are going to be at the farmer's market.
We have a lot going on for October farmer's market. So coming up this weekend, we are doing a cultural exchange with the Mariachi San Jose. So we will have a live mariachi band at the farmer's market from Mexico.
Nice.
And they visited us last year. They were incredible.
Nice.
Absolutely.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Incredible. So they will be down at the market. I think they're scheduled. They're either from 9 to 10 or 10 to 11. So I apologize. We haven't got the time quite worked out that yet, but check down to the market for the mariachi band because that's one not to miss for sure.
Absolutely.
So then coming up on October 11th, we have our pumpkin decorating. So all kids get a pumpkin decorating kit and a free pumpkin while supplies last at the farmer's market on October 11th.
That is going to be fun too.
Yeah, and it's a crazy day at the market. That is sponsored by the Oshkosh Youth Hockey Association. So those hockey people will be down there helping give away all those pumpkins and pumpkin decorations. And if you have any questions on hockey, that would be the time to grab them for your kids.
Okay.
So coming up then on the 18th is the long-awaited raffle drawing. So this year, the market, in an effort to raise some funds for the ongoing efforts of keeping the market going, we are holding a raffle. Tickets are still on sale for $10 each. Top prize is $3,000. I just picked up gift baskets from Discover Oshkosh, and wow, the Discover Oshkosh packet has an overnight stay at the True Hotel. Ooh. It's in a vintage Oshkosh cooler.
Oh, nice.
Lots of Discover Oshkosh swag in there. And there's an additional, I would say, over $300 in gift certificates for food, beverage, and shopping outside of the downtown area. And then downtown Oshkosh has also donated a basket for our raffle drawing. That includes a night at the new Marriott Hotel. And then over $250 in food and entertainment gift certificates as well. Plus some Discover Oshkosh swag.
That is really...
Downtown Oshkosh swag.
That's still really, really cool.
Both gift baskets are valued at way over $500, and those will be our second and third place drawing prizes. The main prize is $3,000 cash.
Nice. So where can people get those tickets?
Those tickets can be purchased at the market tents anytime between 8 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. at the farmer's market. Our tents are the big green ones located on the corner of Merritt and Main Street.
Okay, so just drop on by the farmer's market, pick up your ticket there.
That's where you can get your lucky ticket. We are only selling 1,000, and to date, we've sold only about 550.
So there's still some
tickets.
So the
odds are pretty good, and there's still tickets left, correct.
Excellent. Now, that drawing is happening on the 18th, right?
It is. It's happening 10 a.m. Miss Oshkosh will be pulling the winning tickets for us.
Oh, that is cool, too.
So that'll be fun. And then to close out our market, our annual event is Trick or Treat at the Market. So if you ever wanted to have a very fun time and see 5,000 people in costumes, that would be the market to attend.
You know, I did Trick or Treat at the Market last year and had so much fun.
It's the funnest market of the year.
It really is. I mean, all these people, mamas and dads and kids and teenagers and old folk,
I mean,
like
everybody's
me.
Dressed everybody up. Everybody is dressed up. It amazes me.
Yeah.
And the creative costumes.
There really are a lot of
them. The number of creative costumes is unbelievable. So, yeah, it's just a fun day to be at the market.
It really is. And that's the final weekend in October, and that wraps up the outdoor farmer's market.
That is it.
There's a break, just a two-week break before you switch
it's almost three this year. We almost got a three-week break this year.
Before you go to the inside market. Which
will be opening November 15th. We go back and forth between the Oshkosh Arena and the Oshkosh Convention Center, but opening weekend will be at the Oshkosh Arena this year.
Awesome. Okay, so we've got a great month of wonderful fall produce and fall flowers.
Oh my goodness gracious, mums and squashes and pumpkins and... Lordy, stock up your freezer for winter with fresh pork, beef, and chicken. So,
yes. Yeah,
the fall harvest is in overflow right now. And it definitely is.
This is my favorite.
And the
time
best part
for
about shopping
market.
At the farmer's market right now is it's actually cheaper than the grocery store.
This is true. This is very true.
I've had many people come up to me and say, this is so much better for our budget than the grocery store. So, if you're looking to save some money on fresh produce and fresh food, come down to the Oshkosh Farmers Market.
And not only that, you're getting it directly from the farmer.
That's
usually.
Right. You know exactly where your food is coming from. You can ask all kinds of questions. There's no pesticides, no chemicals, no processing. And you can ask even all the bakers what's in their products. Mm-hmm. So that's something you don't get at the grocery store.
This is true. You don't get that. So, Michelle, thank you very much for joining us today.
It's always great to be here, Lisa.
And then next month, we're going to talk all about the inside
farmer's
market.
Here we go. the ever-growing winter market.
That's right. Thank you so much.
All
I appreciate
thanks,
you
Lisa.
Being here.
You have a great week.
You too. You can learn more about the Oshkosh Farmers Market by visiting osfmi.com or their Facebook page. WISS, I'm Lisa Hale.
For real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, be sure to subscribe to the Valley Focus podcast on our website, wiss.fm. While you're there, you can find out what's going on in our community by heading over to the events tab. That's wiss.fm/events. You're listening to Valley Focus on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WISS Oshkosh Appleton.